Petersburg resident Greg Townsend has applied to the borough for a conditional use permit for his home at 1314 Joe Street. The permit is required if he wants to have customers come to his home. Townsend was not able to attend the planning and zoning meeting, but the borough's building official, Joe Bertagnoli, went over Townsend's plan. He says Townsend intends to have a gun repair business and use his federal firearms license to mail order guns for people.
He says he's not going to have any guns on the premises for sale. He will do mail order guns, you know, which is pretty much, I think, what these guys with the FFLs do.
Yeah.
You know, you want a gun, you pick it out, they'll order it for you and charge you said cost to get it here and use their license to get it to town. So
he does not plan to sell ammunition either. Tom Stearns and other commission members thought that traffic should not be a problem.
That type of business would be a low volume customer.
That's right.
Type. Yeah. You might take a gun there to be repaired and 2 weeks later go back, but it would be a low volume. I would say low volume traffic.
As long as it's not an actual gun shop, yeah.
However, nearby neighbors disagreed over traffic and other concerns. Rexanne Stafford lives next door to Townsend and says customers parking in the driveway would be forced to back out onto a street where there are children walking by or playing.
This is a residential neighborhood with very little traffic. There is a playground at the end of Joe Street, and many kids, parents with strollers, and folks walking their pets use this road. The neighbor kids also play right on the street as there is so little traffic.
She says she didn't want home retail businesses with open hours established in the neighborhood. Another neighbor, Jessica King, says 4- and 5-year-olds regularly walk to the park there.
It's pretty dangerous, in my opinion, to have a business up there with such a young age of children that like to play outside.
This is a residential area, and there's kids going up and down that street all the time.
That's Wes Abbott, another neighbor.
I live right across the street, and I don't think there's no way that they're going to park 3 vehicles in that driveway. And they're going to be parked behind me along the street when I go to get out of my driveway.
Planning and Zoning Commission member Dave Kensinger said he was opposed to having a gun business in a residential area anyway, but mainly he was interested in the neighbors' opinions.
Anytime we grant a permit for a home occupation business, it should have the blessing of the immediate neighbors because they're going to be the ones that are going to be impacted by it.
With conditional use permits, the commission can include conditions such as no street parking, but the trick there is enforcing them. Stafford also was concerned about that issue.
I mean, you guys don't really have any control of what he's really going to do once he opens a retail business.
The Planning Commission took notes on the testimony and decided to postpone their vote. Chair Chris Fry.
I guess, do we want to give him a chance to answer any additional questions, or do we want to say we're most likely going to vote against it?
I'd like to see him get a chance to talk.
I would too.
The planning group agreed that they wanted to hear from Townsend about more details of his plan before making their final decision. The next planning and zoning meeting is December 8th. In Petersburg, I'm Angela Denning.